Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. And now for the most important portion of the program. Today is Friday. It is the 17th of July. This is 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Somehow it's Friday again.
Yeah, I'm still not quite sure how that happened, but, you know, we'll figure it out. So, as is tradition on Fridays, we have Security Friday. And in Security Friday news, we're going to start with a one of those letters from Congress that we get occasionally.
Yes, from Representative Stephen Lynch. He is the chairman of the House Subcommittee on National Security. So he sent separate letters to both Apple and Google, and he wants them to do better at, you know, warning users about apps with foreign links.
Okay.
Because in case anybody didn't know, right now everyone's talking about TikTok. Some people say it's basically a Chinese spy machine. Mm-hmm. And other people say, no, it's just something fun for the kids. Mm-hmm. But there has been some recent moves so that, obviously, with this letter, they are taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. And so he said, at a minimum, Apple and Google should take steps to ensure that users are aware of the potential privacy and national security risks of sharing sensitive information with applications that store data in countries adversarial to the United States.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about this is that specifically, it seems like they're talking about China, because we're talking about, because TikTok is sort of, I think, what precipitated all of this. And and there's no, like, because it's China, I guess, and we live here, which is not China. It's there's no clear evidence that we can go point to in China that, like, TikTok is not officially affiliated with the government in any way. Like, look at all this documentation that proves that they're independent or anything like that. Like, there's no way for us to tell except to listen to people who say, no, really, this is true. And they do not have the best track record with, you should just take my word on this.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So it will be interesting to see where that goes, partly because, like, on the one hand, this doesn't seem like the best use of anybody's time in July of 2020. I feel like we might have some bigger things to worry about, at least in the short term. But also, this is the kind of thing that we really like here at Security Friday, which is awareness and information and just trying to shine a light on things to make sure everybody knows. What you do with that information is up to you, but you should have it in the first place so that your decision is informed. So I'm curious how that's going to go. While we're looking ahead to things, you have found something very interesting in iOS 14, which is also something that can be a security feature.
Yeah, so iOS 14 adds this cool privacy security feature where you can basically make it so that it automatically rotates your MAC address on different networks automatically. It doesn't say how often it does it, so it could be every 5 minutes or maybe every 15 minutes. So it's cool because a MAC address is a unique identifier for a networked device. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to change on your own. Like, you kind of have to do some, you know, hacky hack stuff. So it's really nice to just be able to flip a switch and have the system do it for you.
Yeah, especially because that's, again, a security feature. But having it be an easy thing to do is very nice. There used to be a very common thing for desktop hardware, which was cloning a MAC address, because mm-hmm. there was a point where high-speed internet companies were very particular about the number of devices that were on your network. So in the olden days, you had to clone the MAC address of, like, your router so that everything on your network said it was the router. So yeah, that used to be a regular thing to have to do. So being able to do it from network to network just as a standard security feature is a very interesting idea in
Yeah. And Apple did say there are a couple of situations where you might not want to do this. So some networks will let you join with a private address, but you won't be able to actually connect to the internet. Mm-hmm. And also, some features like parental controls require a MAC address that doesn't change, because that's how they, you know, keep track of everything.
Right. Yeah, it'll be so I'll be interested to see how this feature evolves, because, like I said, it's very interesting. And this is more mm-hmm. of Apple just walking the "we think security is really important" walk. So that should be cool.
Yeah. Oh, and so this will be an iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. It doesn't sound like it'll be available on Big Sur.
Okay.
Which is kind of a disappointment.
Well, I think there are a lot of other features available to you on macOS in general, even before we get to Big Sur. There are a lot of things available to you that you can use to mask or clone or shuffle your Mac address on a desktop machine, you know, on a macOS machine very easily. And on iOS, that's not necessarily the case. So there are a lot of easy ways to do that kind of thing on your computer.
That's a good point.
So maybe that's why. But if it turns out to be something awesome, maybe this will want to be this will be one of those iOS features that comes to macOS that everybody really likes.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, what I'd like to do is take a minute and tell you about our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is Raycon. And Raycon is a company that makes earbuds. And one of the great things about their earbuds is that they start at about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds. So their newest model is the Everyday E25. I have a pair of these I've been testing, and they're super duper comfortable. They have loads and loads of playtime. They say it's up to 6 hours. I've gotten at least that out of them. They have seamless Bluetooth pairing. Connecting them to my phone or my other phone or my computer has been a piece of cake. They have a lot of bass. I listen to a lot of music where that is very advantageous. So that's been really nice. And they're super compact and very comfortable. They don't have the stems like AirPods do to hang out of your ears. So they're just little earbuds that you tuck in. And once you get the right silicone tips on them, they're super comfy. And you can even... like, I have forgotten they were there, just like listening to an audiobook or something going around the house, and forgotten that I was wearing headphones to do it. So these are super great. And like I said, they start at about half of what other true wireless earbuds start at. So I'm going to give you an even better deal, because you can get 15% off that awesome price at buyraycon.com/TDO. That's buyraycon.com/TDO. You can get an additional 15% off your order, and that's not limited to the Everyday E25. So if you want something else, by all means, you do you. Go pick yourself up a pair of Raycon earbuds, and we'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. Now, we always like to have a practical tip here on Security Friday. And today our practical tip is something about iCloud account recovery.
Yeah, so this is actually another iOS 14 feature. I think at some point this feature was available, but Apple somehow or somewhen removed it. I don't know when, but Charlotte was running iOS 13, and I confirmed with her that she didn't see this feature in settings.
Uh-huh.
So basically what we're talking about is an Apple ID recovery key. And this is an extra layer of security for your account. And it means that you can't change or reset your password without this separate key. And this is a key that Apple will generate for you. So it's not something that you have to like, oh no, what do I make up or whatever? So
yeah, this isn't a master password situation. So they'll help you out with it. Yeah. So what's the process with this then?
So you basically go, I just realized I say basically a lot, but you go into settings, go to tap your name, tap on password and security, and then you'll find a switch when you scroll down and next to recovery key. And then at that point, you're basically following the on-screen instructions where you get your key generated. Mm-hmm. And this is one password that we do recommend you writing down.
Okay.
Because there's a warning to go along with this. If you lose your recovery key, you will be permanently locked out of your account, and Apple probably won't be able to help you.
Oh, okay.
I actually shared a story in, well, I linked to someone else's story in my article from Owen Williams. Mm-hmm. So back in 2014, he wrote, someone had tried hacking into his account and he had two factor set up, so it was fine, but he couldn't really do anything with his account unless he reset his password. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't do that without his recovery key, which he had misplaced. He eventually found it again, thankfully, but it was just a kind of a scary process.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. So the interesting piece of this is that it's the recovery key. So if you end up in a place you've lost your password or something like that, and you sort of need to force everything to kind of reset, right? That's what this is for.
Yeah.
Okay. Or like I've lost my phone, or the scenario, you know, let's just go there. The scenario nobody wants to think about. You, for whatever reason, are no longer currently available to go unlock all of these things, and somebody needs to get into it. This is the kind of thing you write down and put in the safe with all your other stuff in that folder or manila envelope of, you know, in case paperwork. This is the kind of thing you would put in there so that other people have the opportunity to help, you know, access that account if they need to. So that's another reason this might be a good idea, is just kind of thinking way, way ahead for most folks, and being able to make sure that, you know, all those photos that you took, or, you know, if there's email, or if you have other sorts of files stored in your iCloud account, you might want to make sure that those are things that are set up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, definitely a good idea to have this, and definitely a good idea, like you said, to write it down. I've heard some very clever ways that people have done stuff like this, like people who have a lawyer as a regular matter of course. For example, I've heard a number of people who print out like that piece of paper with like, here's my 1Password master password, here's my computer password, here's, you know, in this case, I would add iCloud recovery key to that, here's my iCloud password, and they print all of that and then give it to the lawyer, and the lawyer keeps that, you know, in whatever secure location lawyers keep documents like that. I don't know. So I've heard people do things like that. I've also heard somebody went as far as to print out this page and put all the passwords down the middle of the page and then split the page in half. And like the lawyer had half and the spouse had half. And then that way.
So now we're getting into like secret agent territory.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the reason that stuck in my mind, was that was a very like, you know, Tom Clancy way to handle your password security, it seemed like. So, yeah. But also like a pretty easy thing to do. You know, again, if you have a lawyer, it's very easy to send them another piece of paper to keep with all that other stuff. So that seemed like a pretty handy way to do it. There's a number of like sort of emergency kit things out there. 1Password has one that's just a PDF that you can fill out that that then you know store that someplace safely, or put it on a flash drive and make sure that the password to that flash drive is in someone else's 1Password vault so they know how to get into it. You can do a lot of things like that. So. That makes sense.
And if you don't have a lawyer, I forget what this is called, but you can go down to your bank and set up some kind of a security box. And then you can set someone as like an approved opener of that box. Like,
oh, yeah, they like have to sign something. Safe deposit box. Yeah.
Yeah. Safety deposit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's another option.
Yeah. You always have that option. Make sure if you want to make sure that you have that kind of stuff and that it's safe. So that's always good. And for our last bit of data today, I'm going to give a practical security tip for everybody who is still using iOS 13. Everybody who is not Andrew and doesn't listen to us say that you shouldn't put betas on your carry devices. I'm gonna take you through a very quick tip. So get out your phone, open up the Settings app, and go to Passwords and Accounts, and in Passwords and Accounts, up at the top, if you've let any of those passwords be stored on your device, this would also be if you're using iCloud Keychain for anything, that's where these live. So And that this may help with your strategy. Like, I generally use 1Password, but I also use iCloud Keychain for certain stuff. So under website and app passwords, if you tap there, it will unlock, whether you have a home button or Face ID to authenticate. And then you'll see the list of items you have stored there. If you tap on one and then tap on the password, you get two options that pop up. One of them is copy and one of them is airdrop. And you can airdrop that password to someone else. So the Wi-Fi password thing, we've all seen that. I think that came with iOS 12. It's super great. It's very convenient. And this is another thing that you can use so that, first of all, someone else doesn't have to type some sort of long, complicated password. And the reason that's nice is because then you don't have to make sure that the password to something is very easy, because you know you have to tell other people in your family how to do it or whatever. Like, this is what you have to type, capital X, lowercase q, on and on. So instead of doing that, you can just use AirDrop to bounce that password out to somebody pretty easily. And it works with anything you have in iCloud Keychain, which makes it very easy to use. So this is also good because then it's just convenient, you know, and it's something that's built into iCloud Keychain. So one thing a lot of people like about using other password managers is that it's very easy to share those passwords out of them. And now iCloud Keychain has that feature as well. So if you do have some things that are sort of tucked away in iCloud Keychain that you might need to share with someone else, now you know how. So that's.
And don't worry if you didn't follow along with that, because I also wrote up a tip.
Yeah, Andrew walked through this. So I just figured I'd walk through it for people who wanted to kind of check it out. So I will make sure there's a link to that in the show notes. It's a very handy thing. Like I said, aside from the Wi-Fi password, if you have to share other passwords for house things with other people, I personally use this feature at my house all the time because we have a lot of smart devices with loads of different accounts attached. So which one are you logged into again? Okay, let me send you the password for it. You know, this happens at my house on the regular. So being able to shift those back and forth easily is super handy. So there you go. I feel like we've put a lot of information into this episode. So Andrew, we might as well just call it a little bit early and get out of here for the weekend. What do you say?
Yeah, sounds good to me. This All was right. a good episode because we only had one actual piece of security news. Everything else was just tips.
Yeah. And I'm interested in the piece of news, and I hope the tips are helpful to all of you. If you have questions about things that you would like for us to cover on Security Friday, you can always do that by emailing observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or just leave comments in the show notes. We definitely want your feedback. We want to make sure that the information we're giving you is of use to you. So let us know. Andrew, thanks for being here as always.
Yep, thanks for having me, and have a good weekend, everyone.
Yes, have an excellent weekend. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.